The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Masechta Rosh Hashanah is an eisik in the Kadmoinim as to the Seder of the Masechtis. Rav Yomi chose to make the Seder, as is brought in the Rav Mishnayis. Rosh Hashanah comes after the Limud of Masechta Yom Kippur, Masechta Suk, Masechta Beyah. There's an interesting Toisus Chadoshim in the Mishnayis that gives us a little to understand Shem Reb Levi Yitzchok of Baditchev, the Seder HaMesich, why Rosh Hashanah comes after Yom HaVesukiah. Quotes the Ran HaYadua, understandably anyone who learns Rosh Hashanah, there's a reference to what we call the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, knows this Ran. The Ran asks the obvious question, why a person is Nidim by Rosh Hashanah more than other days? And he explains, based on the Psikta, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, Zeh Simul Levanecho, Kishem She'amadate Lefanai Badin B'Yom Zeh, just like you are Oymed B'Din, on Yom Vav D'Maisa B'Reishis, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it was Yotze B'Dimus, Kach Hasidin V'Anecho Li Yois Oymedim Lefanai Badin B'Yom Zeh, so to your children will be Oymed Lefanai B'Din on this day as well, V'Yotzim B'Dimus. And the Ran asks the obvious question, there's a machloikis, the Gemara brings it in a number of places in the Masichta, a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when Bria Soilim was in the Gemara, and he asks, Teinich l'Rabbi Eliezer, that he says that B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, so the Chet was Bia Vav, which is correspondent to Aleph, the Rosh Hashanah, Aval Rabbi Yeshua, Da'ime B'nissin Nivra Ha'olam, Hakat Yehod Rekushin L'duchta, yes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Bria Soilim was Benison, the question remains in its place. Why do we say that the person is Nidin B'Rosh Hashanah more than other days? And he says an interesting answer. Sherotza Mokim Lezake says Yisrael Bedino. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to be Mezake Kla Yisrael in the Din. Verotza Lodin as Yisrael Bezman Shukvil Lekaporo Velesklicho. He conveyed his man at Din at the time. That there's a kviyus for kapora and slicho. Shalafish and esratz haKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom kippurim huk v'yom slicho ledoyrois. Kadosh Baruch Hu was meratze after the chet ha'egel. The last set of 40 days of Kadosh Baruch Hu was nesratze the klal Yisrael to Moshe Rabbonis tefilas, and the yom of slicho mechila kapora was nikve b'yom kippurim. Lefikach gozer Hashem sheiyeh odom nidoyim b'Rosh Hashanah. The person should be judged in Rosh Hashanah that oz she'atzadikim gemurim nichtovim nechtomim la'alte l'chaim u'beinonim harig zadim shalem eino nechtem el ha'adim kippurim shalem slicho v'chapor. This way they have the opportunity. Harei nosno lehem ha'toyre zman kidei shaboy yifash b'shu ma'aseyem v'yashuvu el Hashem. The more the gezach, the fact that we say Rosh Hashanah, which the Masechta understandably entails, the Klal is Dikir Rosh Hashanah, is the time that Klal Yisrael is Nidoin, or the world Bechlal is Nidoin, is in order to give a chance to the Beinonim for 10 days of introspection, and his Beinonim is to be Shovim Ha'aseyim, to be Zoyche, to Oysa Ha'yayim Ha'godol, Yem Shlichim Mechila Ve'kapor, Yem Ha'kipurim. Says Reb Levi Yitzchok. If he's there, he says, the Sidur of the Masechta makes a lot of sense. He says, after Yom, and after Sukkah, that's when we learn Rosh Hashanah. Because after all, the Yom Kippurim, which was on that first day, the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel V'Selech, Klal Yisrael, then, and only then, there was the Tziva for Shana Habo to have Bechlal at Rosh Hashanah. That's the Seder HaDvorim. There was Eichet Tzlich Mechil V'Kapore. Now that this is the day which is Nikvil Adoris L'Slich Mechil V'Kapore, the Chodesh of that Chodesh, the 10 days before that day, is today a day which is most mesugal to have what we call the Diyun of Rosh Hashanah. He understands that although the Gemara starts and tells us about Aleph Tishrei has other kviyus in Lashmit and Layoblis and so on and so forth, but the fact that Rosh Hashanah Odom Nidoin, Ha'olam Nidoin, as the Mishnah tells us after Zayin, this has its Shiroshim in the fact that there was a Yom HaKippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveil Yom Slicha Mechila V'Kapore. And that was Kaveh de Rosh Hashanah beforehand. So the Ficheshmin, chronologically, after that day was done, after the Yom Kippurim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveh de Rosh Hashanah for the following year. That's the Seder HaDvorim. He goes on to explain an interesting Tosfos Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph later in the Masechta. Tosfos there deals with the Loshon that we say, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho. And Tosfos there is Mitzadeid, that the Loshon is said on Yom Kippurim as well. Not only that, Bishnas HaYovel, he says, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho, he says, doesn't refer necessarily to the Bria Sa'olam, but rather refers to the Zman Shel Din. And he says, L'chur Eine Muvin, Ma Shaykh Tchilas Ma'asecho L'Yom Kippurim. We say L'Tchilas Ma'asecho, even it talks about Zman Adiyun, why should that be said on Yom Kippur? He says, understandably, based on what we're saying now, that the Kviyas of Rosh Hashanah came from that first Yom Kippur, because that Yom Kippur was Nikva L'Mechila V'Slicha V'Chaparo. Oh, that's why that Yom Kippur, right then and there, was Kaveh, that the coming year, the first of Tishrei, which is 10 days prior to the 10th of Tishrei, will then be a Rosh Hashanah. So both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were Nikva the Bo'isai's man. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveh, a Yom Slicha Mechila V'Kapore, then and L'Doyrois, he also then arranged Kivyochel, he was Kaveh, a Yom Rosh Hashanah, a Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the beginning of that Chodesh of Tishrei, to be the Zman, which is Kavua L'Doyre Doyres, for Zman Diyun, to be Zoyche, to the eventual Kapor that Yom Kippur brings. He says, interestingly enough, those who are Mesadid and Mesichtis somewhat differently, and it goes with the Seder of Rosh Hashanah, then Yom and Sukkah, he says, because they take the Gemara Zayim Tchilas Masecha Kipshutoi, and they pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the psak is that the Seder Advarim is because of Tishrei Nivra Olam. And if that's the case, we understand that the Shoyrish for the Diyun of Rosh Hashanah is not based on the Kviyus of a Yom Kippur, but rather because Oisei Hayoim, Adam Rishon was Chote, and Adam Rishon was Chose V'tshuve, and he was Nidon B'Oisei Hayoim. And his Yotze B'dimus, that's the day he got his reprieve, so to speak. That's the day that we get our yearly reprieve. So the order of things goes indeed, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma and Sukkah. So according to those, that's to say their Masechtis as well. The Mishnah actually starts Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim. The Mishnah goes on to enumerate certain points in the year that is a start, a point of start, a point of origin. It's an interesting Ha'ore. Sounds like a Pshat Tov in the Ha'ore. But it's dealt with in the Rishonim, the Loshon Heim that the Mishnah tells us. Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, the Tosfos asks the obvious question. There are other places where you find the word Hein, places where you don't find the word Hein, and he seems to be troubled with the Klal HaDvorim. The Mefarshim, or Oymid, doesn't seem to be, the Girs is a question, the Girsois, whether in Bava Kama, or Bavis, Nezikin. There are dozens of Hein, there are Brises later on there that reckon more of the Mazikim. And there's a Diyun and the Rishonim, the Elachroinim, as to where the word Hein should or shouldn't be. The Netziv tells us a beautiful klal. It's a klal which is Negeim Pshat, simple Pshat. The Netziv Miroi Mesoda tells us that the following idea. Not all the time do we have a list of things that are the same. We have the concept here of Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein. We understand that the Rosh Hashanah that we're dealing with, each one of these ideas of Rosh Hashanah are something different. Each one is specifically something miyuchad. Rosh Hashanah l'malachim anisan, aleph el Rosh Hashanah l'davar acher, l'davar zeh, there's all kinds of a list of things, and each one is in davart study, has its own din, its own time. And the idea that pulls them all together is the fact that they are indeed Rosh Hashanah. To that particular inyan, it's the point of the first day. It's a defining point. There's a before and after that particular day. It's the start of the next cycle of this particular inyan. So they're not the same. Everything is different. But the tzad hashava shebe kulon is that they're called Rosh Hashanah. He says, b'chi ha'gavna, we say, arbo Rosh Hashanim, heim. We use the word heim because what we're saying here is what brings these things together is the concept. These are they, and it's not le'mu'utei davar acher. Yudai l'achrenim asked the question, there's a list of numbers. When we say in numbers, usually it's le'mu'utei mai, and then the answer is whether it's a ton of a shire, my shire, the high shire, and so on. The question is, when we have a list, what exactly are we doing? So we bring a list of things that are actually one and the same. For example, Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the different, three different eifanim of making Kiddushin, but the Indian is one ma'ase Kiddushin. The krisus, the chiyuve krisus. We're talking about the list of things that are mechayev krisus, the tar isurim, and the tzara shoveshebe kulam is the Indian of krisus. On Shabbos, the moshel. He says there, if the Mishnah says these things, obviously there's an Indian for the particular number stated, and we have a right to ask the question, why then did we say this number? Does it mean to exclude something else? However, and then we have the right to ask, Lemute Mai, there is no need for Hain, because it's not different Nyonim that come together with a particular concept. It's the same Inyan done different ways. Kiddushin is the same Kiddushin done different Eifanim. There is no need for Hain, and there we have a right to ask the question, Lemute Mai, what exactly is the number there for? But when we find different ideas that share a common idea called Rosh Hashanah, therefore, we have the right to say, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim. There are four Rosh Hashanim, because they all share the idea of Rosh Hashanah, but each one is a totally different sugya. That's the cloud that he says. Let's try our best just to understand the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. We are familiar well with the Mishnah, Daf Tezayin, that tells us about the Abba Prokm Sha'ilam Nidoin. And each one of those ideas deal with different inyanim. In that Mishnah, we speak about the Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayoilam, Oivin Lufanav Atfnei Meroin. So there we have Rosh Hashanah, which is the particular Rosh Hashanah. So although we do use the term Abba Rosh Hashanah Mheim, when we speak about the concept of Rosh Hashanah here, in context of Melochim, of Maiser Behema, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Oni, so on and so forth, different Maisers, different Chiyuvim, but in context of Rosh Hashanah that we refer to, and we generally refer to, which Roiv the Mesichta deals with, the Kviyos Hazman, and afterwards Rosh Hashanah as the Chag Rosh Hashanah, we call Rosh Hashanah. But the idea has the common theme. Moridik interessante balatani, the Shtel Zavek, the idea of what it means Rosh Hashanah. It tells us, Rosh Hashanah means Kipshuta, Rosh Shel Hashanah. Quotes, the Pasuk Tiku Bachoydesh Shoifar Bakesel Yem Chagenu, Ki Choyk Nisrael Hu Mishmot Lelekei Yaakov. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, we know, is referring to the chodesh. There are many chadoshim, the 12 chadoshim, and indeed there's a chodesh with the Rosh chadoshim. He's talking about chodesh Nisan, it's Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, not l'shanim. Yet here we know tiku b'chodesh shofar refers to the chodesh, which is Tishrei, which is the 7th of the chadoshim. Nonetheless, we call it chodesh. And he says all the chadoshim are called chodesh Hashanah. That's the chidush of the Shana. Masha'enkein Tishrei nikra chodesh stam. Chodesh Tishrei is called chodesh bestoma. It's the stam chodesh, and he explains because it's the chidush kloli leklolus ha'ilamos v'yisavusa me'ayin liyesh. And he explains because it's the general chidush. It's the overall encompassing chidush for everything that exists. And he explains lefi sheboi Rosh Hashanah shubchinas roish umoichin shel Hashanah. Beautiful understanding, Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. You understand fully that the head of a body, the head contains the entire body. In the head lies the koyach, which monitors, which controls. And when there's a chiyus in the brain, the chiyus in the body exists. Rachmana litzlan, one whose brain has been affected somehow, creates a stroke condition which paralyzes part of the body because the head is the kloli. All koiches and everything comes from the head. The head is the all-encompassing body. And he explains, ki inei b'chinas oylam shana nefesh shove. We find that there's what's called oylam shana nefesh. Three aspects. There's creation, the world as it is, there's time, and then there's the person who lives in the context of time and space. Shekemoy sheyesh b'nefesh roish u'moichin. Just like you have by a person, the head, the moichin meaning the seichel, which gives the chiyus, shaboy gilu klolus achiyus. In the moichin of a person, there lies the entire exposition of his life, the life that traverses and goes through his body. Umimenu nispashed venimshech beivorim chiyus proti l'chol eiver l'fi mizgoy v'tchunosoy. From the head, from the roish, from the moich hakloli, it spreads, is nispashet, goes through, traverses through his body, the life that goes to every one of his organs, every one of his bones, every part of his body. And based on his mizug, based on his tchuna, based on the life force that comes from his moyach, so too will be the life which is poured, which flows into the rest of the body. And he explains, kachu ba'olam v'shona. So you have an idea of space and time. Olam chinas mokim, you have a concept where there's a mokim mushrosh, a mokim roshi, where all life in mokim flows. V'shona, he says, so too in year, which is chinas man. Beautiful idea. Rosh Hashanah is the exposition of the klolius, of the overall life that exists. From that klolius, take a chidush. When chidush is there, when the beginning of life starts, the source is right there. There, from that beginning of the year, flows life to each particular chaydish. He says that's true, that each chaydish also has its ischatshus. Ki kol chaydish hu ischatshus achiyus me'ayin liyesh. Of course, every month has its own particular chidush. Ach b'chol chaydish hu ischatshus chiyus proti. In each one of those months, however, it's something very specific. Uverash Hashana, ischatshus chiyus kloli l'chol Hashana. On Rosh Hashanah, it's the overall, the general all-encompassing chiyus that the entire year has. We look at it in the analogy of an overall, the Hoover Dam, the source for electricity has one big place. Then there are many generators. They take the power from the overall encompassing dam, the overall encompassing mokka to the electricity and energy that flows from there to the substations that also produce, that also are klolius, to give protis tikechius to chol chelik v'chelik. Every year has in it a rosh hashana, the head of the entire year. The head of the entire year is that chodesh stam, the chidush kloli of all. And then per year, per month, as the year precedes, there's a chidush which flows from the rosh and goes to each chelke, to the chelke hashana. And that's eventually, the chiyus comes from there. You understand the importance of what it is. He says, he finishes, he concludes, and he says, V'chol shana mischadesh chiyus kloli acher. Every year there's a chidush for a new chiyus. V'chidush zehu, liyo is gilui, malchusi is barach. The gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui comes to the world, and the fact that we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bascholos hashana, that in turn gives it gives the mokim for the chiyus kloli amachudish, that is an all-encompassing chiyus. From there it becomes nischadish, and from there it goes down to the rest of the chodesh, goes down to the rest of the world. You understand the importance of what Rosh Hashanah indeed is. Coming back to the Mishnah, is Arba Rosh Hashanah aim is to be viewed not just parts in the calendar that mark different points of starting a cycle, but they're indeed called Rosh Hashanah. There's a shayrish, there's a nekuda of shayrish, that whatever it is that follows has this point in time as where it is that the chiyus for this particular inyan starts. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia, this particular inyan, even something as simple as malachim. We talk about the point that the shnas hamelech starts here, because that's the zman achim esugol, that's the rosh hashana lemalachim, that this is the zman that the melech's chiyus starts at this point, and that's mesechta Rosh Hashanah. You should be zoichet to understand the Masechta. You should be zoichet to understand the Rosh Shakol Hashana, and understand that from that we have Rosh Shal Hashana means the ischatshus that could be nischadish even when chalil are the times where he's yashnus and something which makes old, it repeats itself, it's hishonois, it's time and again. But Rosh, there's a rishon, there's a haschola, we understand we could always start. A yid always knows what it means to renew oneself. Start a new Masechta with a new chiyus, with a new bren, and in Mitzvah Shem, we should to see the Gemara of the Masechta, Mitzvah Shem, Bishleimusa, and Mizoichet to an Emes El Rosh Hashanah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.